In recent years, there's been lots of excitement and publicity about anti-aging research. Researchers from Harvard, Howard Hughes Medical Institute, Stanford, the University of California, San Francisco, and other prestigious institutions have reported about the results of injecting blood serum from young mice into old mice. As one online source wrote, "It's one small step for mouse, one giant leap for mankind." Scientists have discovered the brains and muscles of old mice actually rejuvenate after they receive the serum of younger mice. The miracle protein responsible is also found in humans. The discoveries are the culmination of three separate studies, and if found to apply to humans, will mean that a simple blood serum transfusion could eventually make our brains and muscles as youthful as those of teenagers. Ah, yes, this is indeed a remarkable breakthrough. Transfusion of blood serum, not blood cells, which have potential incompatibility issues because they're whole cells, from younger to older people can improve brain and muscle function, and who knows what else. We all know that research findings can sometimes take years or decades to be put into practice. Sometimes, as has been the case with that hormone that's so potent against cancer called 2-methoxyestradiol, why, somebody slapped a patent on a version of it in 2005 and it still hasn't been, quote, approved, unquote, and here we are in 2018. So we may have a long time to wait. That's probably because, according to Tufts University Center for Drug Development, the cost, total output of money, to get something, quote, approved, unquote, by those who know everything so they get to approve it, happens to be $2.6 billion. Woohoo! So, might not be available for a while. However, very similar anti-aging therapy has been available in Europe since the 1920s and has been available at Tahoma Clinic since 1994. It's called cell rejuvenation therapy. The original version was invented by Dr. Paul Niehaus of Switzerland, who used fetal animal cells from specific organs and tissues, and the reason for fetal is that way they don't induce autoimmunity or rejection. He injected those fetal cells into humans and was able to demonstrate remarkable improvements in the corresponding organs and tissues. Dr. Niehaus started to work with this therapy in the 1920s. Some of his first patients were, that's almost 100 years ago. Yee! Should be better known by now. Some of his first patients were young adults who were unusually short. At that time, no one had yet identified the molecule now called human growth hormone. Remember, this is the 1920s. Which originates in our pituitary glands, but Dr. Niehaus and others knew that something from the pituitary gland stimulated growth. So, to work with these unusually short young adults, he very carefully dissected pituitary glands from fetal animals, injected them into these unusually short young adults. Over the next few months, they grew a few inches each, with no adverse effects. Now, one of his most famous treatments was given to a woman in the early 1930s, following her surgery for a very large goiter, the technical term for a thyroid gland which is enlarged so much it's starting to interfere with breathing. It was choking her, interfering with that breathing. Now, despite the discovery of iodine in 1813 by Bernard Courtois and the first demonstration of significantly shrinking goiter with iodine reported by Dr. Jean-François Condet of Geneva, which is the capital of Switzerland, he reported that in 1820. But despite that, goiter surgery was common in Switzerland and other areas of the world well into the 20th century, including in the American Middle West, which was also referred by many as the American Goiter Belt. Yep, not a lot of seaweed and iodine in the Midwest. Yeah, but sometimes takes us physicians and, quote, health authorities, unquote, a long, long time to learn about safe, natural, effective treatments, which were discovered years ago. Yes, it does. Dr. Condet showing us that goiter can be shrunk with iodine in 1820, and here we are in the 1920s still doing goiter surgery. Okay. When this woman was in her 50s first saw Dr. Niehaus, remember she'd had her goiter removed, she had been told she was only weeks away from death. That's death. Because the surgeon who removed the goiter had also removed her parathyroid glands, which is a known history of thyroid, a known hazard, excuse me, of thyroid surgery. The woman had all the signs of absent parathyroid glands, They happen to control calcium in the body. The signs were trembling, shaking, weakness, and a very low blood level of calcium. Death was always the result. Well, Dr. Niehans went to work. He had the woman in one room and the fetal sheep in the next room. Dissected out the parathyroid glands from those, from that fetal sheep, and injected them right into the, one of that woman's muscles. Within just a few days, her trembling, shaking, and weakness were all gone. Her serum calcium returned to normal. She had that happen when she was in her 50s, and she lived into her 80s with just that one injection. Now, Dr. Niehans' original therapy used live fetal cells of one or more organs to, in some cases, replace in place, and others to rejuvenate ailing organs. But once cells are removed from a fetal animal, they have a very short remaining lifespan unless they're injected into a human or another animal frequently over there in the next room so they could get them there quick. So that person must be to be treated must be located immediately nearby to the surgical removal of those fetal cells. So to be able to use this treatment in a location far removed from fetal surgery, Dr. Niehans came up with another idea, removing the contents of the cell. The contents of the cells will last, as they are not live cells. They're just the entire contents. So they don't take root as a live cell would. And the disadvantage is the effect lasts only 3 to 4 years and not for the rest of a lifetime, like the whole cells do. Now, that's the version we use at Tahoma Clinic, the contents of fetal animal cells, which, of course, include all the growth and rejuvenation factors for older adult cells. In a way, it works as young adult serum infused into older adults works by rejuvenating the older adult cellular function. As much as I respect and am grateful for the recent publications from Harvard, Howard Hughes Medical Institute, Stanford, and the University of California, San Francisco, it's my opinion that Dr. Niehans, in the 1920s, is the number one unrecognized pioneer in safe, entirely natural, youthful rejuvenation factors therapy. If your objective is maintaining the best of health for the next 30, 40, 50 years after menopause, or the equivalent age for men, then in addition to excellent diet, exercise individualized to you, consider cell rejuvenation therapy at Tahoma Clinic. Here's a case report of an individual treated with cell rejuvenation therapy. Mrs. Winters, which of course is not her real name, came in at the urging of her son and daughter. They'd seen the effect of cell rejuvenation therapy in a relative who had gone to Switzerland twice for it before it became available in these United States. The relative came back looking 10 to 15 years younger. They hoped it would do the same for their mom now that it was available in the U.S. Mrs. Winters had seen a series of regular medical doctors, that also might be called standard of care medical doctors, and alternative medicine doctors, and was being treated for diabetes and a mild form of congestive heart failure. She was taking a not overly long list of patent medications and a longer but very appropriate list of supplements. At 78, her digestive function tested very close to normal, which happens less than 50% of the time when we have to be 78, so good for her, and other tests weren't far off. Over the next 3 weeks, Mrs. Winters took a comprehensive cell therapy program with additional emphasis on heart and blood vessels, because, of course, she had a mild form of congestive heart failure. She started to feel better in about a month. Cell rejuvenation takes 1 to 3 months to start manifesting its effects. She could walk further and further without getting out of breath. When she went to visit relatives in California a few months later, she was told that she looked 15 years younger. Yeah, 15 years younger. Now, here's a letter that I got from a colleague in Florida who treated an 80-year-old gentleman for cognitive decline with cell rejuvenation therapy. And he wrote, "This person is an 80-year-old chelation therapy patient of many years. He's had 120 chelation treatments for coronary artery disease and angina pectoris, and also carotid stenosis. All this helped him to do well cardiovascularly, and he was totally asymptomatic of anything in the cardiovascular system. Then just 2 years ago, he began to show some early mental changes, such as forgetfulness. He went into a slow, gradual mental decline. Initially, which was hardly noticeable, but got more and more noticeable as time progressed. The mental decline worsened. He reached the point of no memory. He didn't recognize his wife, son, or daughters. He could not write checks, let alone balance the checkbook. He couldn't read the newspaper or drive his car. He was sent to a neurologist, which makes sense, for evaluation, testing, and treatment. Under the neurologist's care for 4 months, the patient continued to deteriorate. The family asked me to medically supervise his care. That's the colleague who was in Florida who wrote this letter. A test revealed cerebral organ dysfunction of 37% in one area and 40% in another. Cellular rejuvenation therapy for brain and hypothalamus was given once per week for 5 weeks. The patient made a remarkable recovery. On retesting, where he was at 37% on function, he improved to 68%, and the other area of the brain treated went up to 85%. And by the way, that happens to be the area called the hypothalamus. That's what's in the letter, but I don't want to get too technical on you. But the hypothalamus, despite that name, is the area of the brain that everybody agrees regulates memory, and that went up to 85% of normal. The patient could now read the newspaper, balance his checkbook, drive his car. Instead of going to a nursing home, he and his wife went to their winter home in Delray Beach, Florida. In Florida, he had 3 additional brain cells injected. This is the contents of brain cells now. We can't do the whole cells unless the little fetal animal, poor thing, is in the next room. Following that, his winter stint in Florida, we are now treating him with phosphatidylcholine and glutathione, which are things that help the brain. He continues to do well. Sincerely, and this is signed by the doctor. Yup. Now that's something if it can help people out of cognitive decline, isn't it? Yes. Okay, well, cell rejuvenation therapy. If you want to read any more about it, there are discussions with Suzanne Somers, published in her 2009 book, Breakthrough, as well as in her 2012 book, Bombshell. And you can read about it here and there in Green Medicine Newsletter. Cell rejuvenation therapy can be used to target specific areas or specific problems, such as a weak heart, kidneys, or lungs. Even bone marrow can be helped. I've been working with a man in his 80s who was receiving blood transfusions every few weeks when he first was brought to the clinic because of bone marrow failure. And now he only needs a transfusion once or twice yearly after receiving bone marrow cell rejuvenation therapy. No kidding. This stuff is really helpful, folks.